How's it going, everyone? I hope you're having a great day, because today we have probably one of the craziest stories of an entitled Karen I have ever told on the channel. So sit back, relax, subscribe to the channel if you are new, and let's call today's subscriber PJ, who submitted this story. So this all happened one summer when PJ was working at a store. So PJ was working the night shift during the summer just to make some extra money. He was a teenager, and it was actually last year or last school year was his senior year. So this was the summer right before college, and PJ just wanted to make a little bit of extra money. However, there wasn't a ton of job openings for the regular jobs, as he kind of went around and applied kind of late, and more of the fun jobs, like maybe being a lifeguard or ice cream. I mean, those are I don't know about fun, but at least, I don't know, a little bit more traditional. Those were already taken up, so PJ had to take the night shift at a grocery store. A lot of what he did was kind of just stocking shelves and replenishing, you know, shelves when they were, you know, out, moving inventory around. But also, there were always a couple people that would come in kind of late, and, you know, they'd ask for stuff. And this grocery store was also, it was more than a grocery store. It was kind of like a lifestyle store, too. So they had groceries, they had, you know, items, they had items, okay? They had, like, I don't know, toothpaste, toothbrushes, home appliances. I guess it was kind of like, you know, how, like, Target and stores like that and, like, Walmart, too, also have food aisles in them. So it was kind of like one of those stores. And PJ had been working the store for about 2 weeks, and he would go in every weekday, and he'd get the weekends off. And he started his shift at 6, and he ended his shift at 1 in the morning. He drove back home, of course. And this, and about 2 weeks in, was when he encountered, was his first encounter with the Karen. We're just going to call her the Karen for this, for the rest of the story, as I don't want to come up with a name, and PJ never knew her name anyways. So this was all happened when PJ was just actually manning the shelves. He was replenishing the cereal aisle, so he's putting the Captain Crunch in there, I don't know, replenishing the shelves, and he hears ahem, and he turns around, and it was this woman. It was an older, larger woman with this kind of moo-moo thing on, and she had, like, this big blouse, and she was standing there, and she wasn't just standing there normally. She was standing there with, like, arms on her fists, like, arms on her fists, her fists on her hips. There we go. She was very unhappy, and, you know, so, you know, PJ turned around and said, "Hello, ma'am, like, how can I help you?" Because PJ's a good kid. He's going to do what he needs to do to perform well in his job. And the, you know, the Karen was like, "The customer service in this store is terrible." And PJ's like, "Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, there's not a lot of people working as it is, you know, 11:30 at night, but how can I help you?" And she said, "The customer service in the store, reprehensible. I just can't get around. I was calling for help, and no one would come and help me." And, you know, PJ's like, "All right, well, I'm really sorry that happened. Like, as I said, we are kind of, like, understaffed at this hour. No one really wants to work right now, but how can I help you?" And the Karen, for a third time, is like, "It was ridiculous. No one was here to help me. It was crazy." And, you know, PJ's like, "All right, well, that's, once again, how can I help you?" And Karen's like, "Fine. I need help getting the very, very specific brand of beans." And she says, like, "Elmer's beans." I don't think that's a real brand, but she said a very specific brand. And PJ in his head was like, "We definitely don't sell beans that's like that brand. Like, I don't recognize it, but maybe I'm wrong." So he's like, "Well, ma'am, I can bring you to the beans aisle, and if they're not there, I can potentially look, you know, in our storage to see." And the Karen's like, finally, well, take me there, young man." And sure enough, you know, PJ brings her to the beans aisle, and she's like, "I already came over here where there's no Elmer's beans." And PJ was like, "Yeah, let me take a look. Yeah, I don't see any Elmer's beans. Well, ma'am, there's a few things I can do. I can go in the back to see if we have any in storage. But if I'm being honest, I don't really remember us ever having this brand." And she's like, you guys don't have Elmer's beans? You don't have any Elmer's beans? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. You know what? Fine. You were no help to me anyways. I'm just going to go along my day." And PJ in his head's like, "All right, this woman's great. She's really nice. Really, really helping me out. Minimum wage employee. Definitely deserve all this. This is my fault because I run the store, apparently." And he's like, "All right, ma'am. Well, sorry this didn't work out." And she's like, "No, I bet you're sorry this didn't work out when you figure out what I'm about to do." And she kind of mumbles something about what she's going to do. And, you know, PJ's like, "What?" And she kind of waddles off, right? So PJ thinks literally nothing of it. He's like, okay, this woman, you know, she's probably a little senile. She's probably a little crabby. I mean, look, she's out grocery shopping at 11:30 at night. I bet her bedtime is like 7:30 at night. So this is probably a tough day for her as it is a tough day to me. I can only be so upset. And that's when he hears kind of like rustling noises, like someone kind of frantically moving through items, kind of pushing stuff. And then he hears stuff falling on the ground. And this is when he thinks, oh no, because this has happened before where there's been kind of a display or a stand of a bunch of food items or, you know, home good items. And they're kind of like stacked in a way that it's good for display, but structurally the integrity is a little compromised. So sure enough, you know, stuff has fallen over and PJ's had to deal with it before. And once again, PJ just thinks, okay, well, there was probably like a stack of canned goods that just fell over and knocked a bunch of stuff over. This is annoying. I have to go and clean it up, but sure, whatever. So PJ starts walking towards the location of the sound, and he sees the old woman very quickly dart out of the aisle, out of the aisle he was approaching, and going, this like really weird, like evil laugh as she ran out. And PJ was like, what the what? Huh? Okay. Like, okay. And so anyways, PJ goes there and he notices it's not like one pile of cans that's been knocked over. It's like a whole ray. It's like a whole swath of like cans and materials and goods have all been like pushed over onto the floor. This was not some accident. This was very clearly someone kind of took their hand and started like slamming stuff onto the floor. So PJ was very, very, very suspicious. He knew that this was not like an accident. He knew this was not just something falling over. He was like, okay, maybe someone bumped into it and they just, you know, they were embarrassed and they didn't want to pick it up. Fine, whatever. So as PJ is picking stuff up, he hears another crashing noise. And he's like, okay, now this is starting to get annoying. So PJ actually finishes putting all the stuff together, right? He finishes putting all the stuff back and he starts moving the direction of the crashing noise. However, he makes a mental note to himself that if he hears another crashing noise, that he's going to stop doing what he's doing and sprint over, like full sprint. And this guy's a track star. This guy has bunny hops. He can go quickly, man. He is Usain Bolt, bro. But anyways, he's going to speed over there as quickly as possible. So as PJ's walking over to where he thinks the pile of like whatever has been, you know, tossed over, he hears a crash. He knows exactly which aisle it's in. He can just hear it. And he sprints over there. And when he sprints over there, he turns the corner. And who do you think he sees? Yes, you're correct. He sees the Karen with her arm in the middle of like a big thing of cans. And he sees her push it over onto the ground and knock it over. And the Karen goes, and then PJ's like, hey, and she turns around and she's like, so you've caught me. This is what you get for not having Elmer's beans. And PJ's like, ma'am, you don't understand. I have to clean this up. And she says, I know that. That's why I'm doing it. And he's like, why? Like, I don't run this store. I don't stock this store. I don't choose what things we buy. I don't choose any of this. Why are you tormenting me in particular? And she said, I know you guys have Elmer's beans, and I know that you're withholding them from me. And PJ was like, what? He's like, why do you think that? Why? Like, what made you come to that conclusion? Because I know that you're hiding all the Elmer's beans in the back rooms for you. Back rooms. And he's like, why? I don't even know what those are. And she says, they were only the most delicious beans ever. And I've been going place to place and they're all out. And I know that the last supply was here. I know it. And I know you've been hiding them. So I'm going to continue to torture you until you give me the Elmer's beans that I deserve. And PJ is just like, oh my God, Oh my God. So he kind of like is like, all right, ma'am, well, keep at that. And PJ immediately power walks to his manager's office, or the supervisor who's on duty. Just goes knock, 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 knock. And he hears, come in, opens it up. He's like, hey, I got a weird situation. PJ explains everything that's been going on. And his manager's like, all right, well, I'll come and deal with this. So PJ and the manager walk over to where the woman is, and she's gone. And that's when they hear another crashing noise. And like, PJ's like, all right, well, she's smashing something over there. And sure enough, they walk over there, and you know the frozen food aisle, so like the refrigerator doors open, and like big things of ice cream are on the floor, but also like egg cartons are on the floor, and some of the eggs are smashed. So before she was just being a nuisance, and now she's destroying the like, she's destroying the produce in the store, so it's becoming an issue now. And the manager's like, ma'am, please, can you stop? We're gonna ask you to leave. And the Karen says, I'm not gonna leave until I get my Elmer's beans. Do you hear me, young man? This young man over here, and points to PJ, is withholding the Elmer's beans from me. He is stockpiling them in the back. And the manager's like, ma'am, I know for a fact we do not carry Elmer's beans here. And she says, you, points to the manager. You, you're in cahoots with him. You two are hoarding the Elmer's beans for yourself. And at this point, the manager looks at PJ, and PJ kind of gives him the look of like, I told you she's insane. Real quick, comment Karen if you made it this far into the video. It's the secret word of the day, and I just like seeing all the names and faces of people supporting me by watching at least halfway through the video. I really do appreciate you. And also, if you want to continue supporting the channel, literally after this video or whenever you can, sit down and watch 2, 3, 4, whatever number of videos. I call that binge watching the videos. And in the comment section down below, let me know what you're doing while binge watching these videos. Are you, you know, drawing or doing some artwork, playing a video game, doing your laundry, doing your homework, trying to go to sleep? And also let me know how many videos you watch in a row in the comment section. I'll be shouting out random people like the person on screen. So thank you to the person on screen as well as all you guys for supporting the channel so much recently. Anyways, let's get back to the story. So just a little recap. At this point, PJ brought over the manager to kind of stop the situation. The Karen has escalated to not just knocking over stuff, but destroying the products, aka the eggs that got smashed on the floor. And when the manager says that they don't carry Elmer's beans, and remember, that's a standard name. I don't even think that's a real thing. The Karen starts going crazy, thinking that the manager is in cahoots with PJ to keep the beans from her. No. Okay, obviously that's ridiculous. But this is when the Karen said, you, both of you, you're in cahoots to keep the beans away from me. The manager's like, ma'am, that is straight up ridiculous. And she said, no, you're ridiculous. Both of you are. And you will both pay the price. And she just waddles away. And PJ turns to the manager. It's like, dude, what do we do? And the manager's like, bro, I actually don't know. Like, I just kind of thought that me coming over here and saying, can you stop? Would make her stop. Like, that has always worked. Whenever people were causing problems, I just came over them and said, leave, and they kind of did. Like, and PJ's like, so should we call the police? And he's like, well, she broke like some eggs, so I bet we could, but is that really enough? And in the middle of like that sentence, they hear a kaboom, a massive smash, and also a shattering noise. So they quickly run over to the situation, and they see the Karen now has a broomstick in her hand that she picked up from one of like the lifestyle sections and is going ham in the vase section, taking swings and kind of pushing vases onto the ground and smashing them. At this point, she's probably broken like $300 worth of vases. $350, $375, $400. She's just going $450. She just keeps smashing stuff, and the manager's like, ma'am, you gotta leave right now or we're calling the police. And that's when the Karen throws her head back and starts to cackle. And she says, the police! Don't you know the police can't arrest me? I'm immune to them. And the manager was like, bruh. So sure enough, right? Manager and PJ, they run back as the whole store is being obliterated by this Karen, right? And, you know, they call the police and they say, hey, you know, we got Karen going crazy. She's breaking everything. Can you come? And so sure enough, the police officers arrive and they meet the manager and PJ, and they hear, it's in the middle. You're hearing smashing noises. You're hearing destruction noises. And the police are like, oh boy, what's going on? So they walk over to the scene and the Karen is sitting there laughing as she's breaking stuff. And the police are like, ma'am. And the Karen is like, oh, hello there, officers. Hello there. And the police officers are like, ma'am, What, you can't be doing, you can't be breaking stuff. And she says, oh, but I can. And the police officers are like, what? what do you mean by this? And, you know, Karen's like, well, here's the thing. You guys cannot arrest me. It is illegal. And the police officers are like, well, what do you mean by that? She's like, well, you just can't. I can't be arrested. And the police officers are like, you want to see? You want to see if that's a thing? And PJ and the manager are just looking at each other. And she says, catch me if you can, boys. And she's like, it's like the most ridiculous thing ever. She's next to like a ball pit, like a big container of balls, like for a bunch of like toys or whatever, for like, it's like a kid section. And she flips over the ball container. Remember, this is an older woman who's kind of larger. Like, she's not mobile. She flips over the ball thing and waddles into the next aisle, right? And the balls start flying everywhere. So you can't sprint towards it or you might trip on them. So police officer's like, did that old woman just, like, say, catch us if she can? Or if we can and run away? The other guy's like, I guess we gotta go after her. So sure enough, the two officers kind of, like, power walk. They're not gonna sprint after an old woman. They're like, oh, whatever. They kind of power walk in the direction that the Karen has gone. And at this point, right, you know, PJ and the manager are like, what the freak did I just see? Like, this is the most ridiculous thing I have ever seen in my life, right? Like, I have no idea what's going on right now. So they kind of walk over to the next aisle, and the Karen's not there. In fact, they keep looking, and the Karen isn't anywhere. And the thing is, right, so they go over to someone who's manning the cash register, and they said, hey, did you see an old woman leave through these doors? And, you know, the guy manning the cash register says, no one's come in since the police officers, nor left since the police officers came in, like, 10 minutes ago. He said, that's impossible. Like, where is she? So sure enough, like, he says, hey, so this is the only exit, or, I mean, there's a fire exit in the back or something, but that would sound an alarm if it went off. And he's like, hey, don't let anyone in or out of this exit. The store is closed for now. It's under, like, police investigation. So the guy behind the cash register is like, oh, my God, is everything okay? And he's like, well, it will be. And so sure enough, you know, the manager and PJ meet up with the police officers, and they say, like, fellas, like, we can't find her anywhere. I don't know how she did it, but she escaped. And they say, hey, she's somewhere in this store. We had our guy, like, holding off, like, the guy at the cash register is making sure that no one is leaving the facility, the premises, and no one's getting in. She's in this store. The only other exit is a fire exit, and the alarm would sound if she went that way. And so sure enough, the police officers, the manager and PJ, they continue to scout out the store. They do their rounds, and, you know, for the love of them, they just can't find her. And they think it's ridiculous. They said, this is an old, portly woman. How on earth did she, like, find her way? Like, how did she get around this? Like, this is insane. And that's when they go, and then that's when PJ said, hey, like, aren't there security cameras? And, you know, sure enough, the manager's like, yeah, actually, there are security cameras. And he said, aren't there, like, security cameras for all places, like, in the store? He said, yeah, actually. So sure enough, they go around, and they go to the security cameras, and they're looking through it, and they're, like, going through, and they just don't see her anywhere. And that's when PJ said, hey, did you check the security cameras for the storage? And they're like, no, because they're like, why would she go in there? They flip it on, and there she is, the Karen. And you know where she is? She's looking through the bean section. She's trying to find their storage of the alleged, like, hiding of all their treasure, aka Elmer's beans, which, you know, why? So sure enough, they're like, all right, we found her. So the police officers start, like, running towards the storage place. PJ and the manager start running towards that area too. They get to the door and they go to try to open it. It's locked. And the manager's like, what? Because he turns to PJ because, like, how is it locked? And that's when PJ remembers, oh, no, he left the keys inside there. She must have used them to lock the door, and now they can't get in. And he's like, PJ, do not tell me that you left the keys inside of there. He's like, how would I know that a crazy Karen was going to come in and accuse us of stealing her precious beans, outrun the police, and hide out in the storage place? How would I have known that? He's like, well, don't leave the keys in there. It's part of the procedure. And PJ's like, okay, fine, fair enough. But either way, she's in there. She's locked herself in there, and there's no way for us to get in. And the manager's like, well, actually, there is one way for us to get in. And he points to an air duct, like one of those vents. And PJ's like, dude, you're freaking kidding me. This is not a television show. I'm not going in there. Police officers are like, we'll turn a blind eye. You can go in there, son. He's like, what? Sure enough, right? Okay, this wasn't like a crazy vent or anything. It's not like PJ risked getting chopped up into a billion pieces or I don't know. Maybe he risked like inhaling some mold or something. But sure enough, it was a pretty big vent and it went straight into the storage room. And PJ was not trying to like face off against his granny because he's like, she really wants these damn beans, bro. Like, I'm not trying to do that. All he needed to do was open the door. So PJ was like, all right, fine, I'll do it. But you guys got to stand by the door. And the second that I open that thing, you got to come in here and help me out. He's like, all right, fine. So sure enough, PJ opens the vent and is slowly climbing through it because he doesn't want to climb through the vent too quickly because you can only imagine like, bum, 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 bum. If you're going too quickly, you're going to make a ton of noise in that vent and she's going to know that you're coming. So they keep going, bum. So he goes, bum. Very quietly and very slowly, and he gets closer and he gets to the vent part. So he gets to the grate looking into the storage room, and it's like a 3-foot drop. It's not like he's jumping from the ceiling. This is not a massive warehouse or anything. And he gets to the grate, and he can see the Karen on the other side of the room, and he also sees like he sees the grate there. And that's when he sees that the grate is like screwed in. It's not screwed in really tightly, but if he's gonna get through that gate, he's gonna have to like power kick that. He's gonna have to like take his boot and like kick through the gate open, which is gonna like open the grate, right? It's gonna make it fly out, but it's also gonna alert the Karen to his presence. And she really wants those beans. And if he's being honest, he's kind of scared of the Karen right now. And I'm not gonna lie, I'd be a little scared too. So PJ is like, okay, I got one shot to do this. We could also wait the Karen out, but you know what? Screw it. So PJ kind of like maneuvers himself, lifts up because he doesn't have a lot of room, but he like lifts up his leg and boom, quickly does a very solid kick to the grate. Thankfully, he makes the right contact that he breaks the gate open and he immediately slides out. And he makes eye contact with the Karen across the room. And the Karen is rummaging through beans. And she's like, you! So while PJ is kind of freaked out, he is high on the adrenaline rush. And he sprints. And when I mean sprints, he is doing like, he's envisioning himself in the 100 meter dash as he was a good, he was in track in high school. So he was very good. Quick with that. Boom! Immediately sprints there. The Karen is waddling towards him, right? No idea what her intentions are. Immediately is able to open the unlocks the door, pushes it open. The two police officers push back and are like, "Ma'am, freeze!" And I mean, they're not drawing their guns or anything, but she's like, "You can't arrest me!" And then they go over and arrest her. Yeah, you can't. Nope. You can. So sure enough, the police officers get her in cuffs. They're like, all right, well, manager, you're going to have to go through and figure out how much all the damages are. Send that to us and we'll send it to her and we'll get this figured out. And he said, at the minimum, we can't issue a restraining order because only judges can issue restraining orders. But we can submit a case to a judge that I bet we could get a restraining order within like the next 5 hours and we'll have her in the custody for the next day or so while we have this figured out. And the manager's like, yeah, I'll probably have to send a report up to corporate because this is insane. And, you know, he's like, okay, that totally makes sense. And so sure enough, the police officers, they escort the Karen out of there. And PJ goes up to his manager and says, hey, man, can I have the rest of the day off, which is like 12:30 by now. So it's like half an hour. He's like, yeah, you know what? I think it's fair enough to close up shop. So PJ gets back home and his mom notices like, oh, it's like 12:40. He normally gets back around like 1:10. So she's like, oh, close up early? PJ's like, yeah, we closed up early. And she said, any reason why? PJ.